Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Preferred all you zombies, but I'm okay with that, Ken, I guess, as a choice on a Friday, on a Patriots Friday. Tomorrow, don't forget, Ken and Curtis show live from the 9th annual Jingle All the Way 5K to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. We are coming to Portsmouth, New Hampshire tomorrow, and we start running, or in my case, walking, at 10 a.m. And I hope to see you there, and it's not too late to sign up. Obviously, not only this is one of those things where everybody gets a medal. You know how that goes, yep. Biggie, in this day and age. But also, you get great merchandise when you sign up. There's a party afterwards. There's a great band. The Aldous Collins Band is playing tomorrow in the tent, and there's food, and there's great Cisco beer, and so it should be a pretty good day. I think the weather's going to be, what did you say, 40, Curtis, by the time the sun gets up and gets going?
Yes.
Midday? All right. Excellent.
With abundant sun.
I've never been to that Cisco in Portsmouth either, but I heard it's awesome.
Yeah, it's a great spot.
Yeah.
And Portsmouth is a great city.
Yeah, it is.
Should be a great day, and you get to see the Ken and Curtis show live tomorrow morning.
And if we could use one word to describe the Ken and Curtis show, electric.
Electric, yes. This is Ian from Connecticut. Hello, Ian.
Good morning.
What's up?
I think I would use the one word I would use for the Ken and Curtis show is probably adequate.
Is what?
Adequate.
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 Go to the next line.
No. I can't believe that anyone is shocked that the NFL is inconsistent when it comes to applying punishment to players.
I am, because we're in a new world, man. We're in a new world. It shouldn't be about what a guy did in his past. Like, look at what's going on. You put these into place, the $14,000 fine. Don't give me any he broke the law nonsense. You said it's AB. AB has a bad rap. And so now we're going to suspend those guys for 3 games. And you, like I said, and you suspended John Franklin III, JFF 3 games.
Because it broke the law.
But why didn't Aaron Rodgers get the...
Because he didn't break the law. He lied. He lied.
No, he broke NFL
protocol. Breaking NFL protocols
Courtney,
and breaking the law
on.
Are
you're
so different.
You're not going to buy that then.
I am buying that because...
So you're buying that it was clearly because their suspensions because they committed a crime.
Correct.
Stop.
Okay. And what would you say if Aaron Rodgers littered on a public property?
Come on, Curtis.
We're talking about federal crimes.
Or if he got pulled over for speeding, got a speeding ticket.
And,
should they suspend him?
And your
him?
Friend who said, Courtney, that the only way that this would be an issue is if Antonio Brown got sued. That's not how felonies work.
She may be disbarred. I don't know if... Is she an actual lawyer?
Yeah, she's an actual lawyer.
That makes no sense.
Are you sure she's not like...
Well, she's saying if there has to be a suit against him.
Is she a...
But if he broke the law, there's no suit. He's arrested.
Criminal charges.
Is she a TikTok lawyer?
No, she's a real lawyer.
Sounds like she does a lawyer on TikTok.
Oh, was that Larry's intern?
Sorry, I'm sorry. I missed the part that Curtis is a double eagle and went to BC Law. I missed that whole thing. I didn't know Curtis was a lawyer and went to BC Law.
No, I just know Curtis.
No, I didn't know that, but now I know.
Curtis is that guy who thinks he's a lawyer.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if you break the law, you get arrested. You don't need to be sued and then charged with a felony.
I'm sure we've all broken the law before, and nobody's arrested us.
Right, that's my point.
Okay. Wait,
this isn't that big of a deal. It's you're saying it's a federal law. There's a lot of federal
laws.
Whether
or not you think it's a big deal or not doesn't mean that that's not why the NFL is treating them completely different.
Because they have their own agreement. That's what they use to govern their league, the collectively bargained agreement.
Why don't you get, can your lawyer friend call? She was listening, right?
She's called
before.
We're
looking for a lawyer,
get her on.
Right?
Have her call. What's
because
her name?
Lauren.
Larry texted me because he was listening on the way to it. Unfortunately, he's on the way to a parent-teacher conference. So I don't know if he'll make it.
I think it works out good, though. Larry the lawyer and Lauren the lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Lauren the lawyer.
Yep.
So if a guy gets...
We're going to need to see her papers before she can come on.
So if you get pulled over for speeding, that's breaking the law.
That's the root of all this, just so you know.
And then you should be suspended.
Okay, so if you get pulled over...
For speeding.
Because you don't like this whole, like, that there's levels to things. So if you get pulled over and you're breaking the law and you murder your wife, should you serve the same thing? Because they're both breaking the law.
Well, it depends.
Well, you don't like to do different, you know, pick and choose.
Some people get off.
Well, you don't like.
Some people get off.
And did what was deflating footballs, as the texter just pointed out,
good point.
Was that a felony? Because that cost him 4 games.
Right.
So we have to bring it back to Tom Brady, because God forbid.
Well, if Antonio Brown gets 3 games for a, quote, felony, why did Tom Brady get 4 for a
because
football?
Because the league hates Tom Brady. That's a completely different situation.
You just said it. The league hates Antonio Brown.
No, I said the league.
But that's again because Curtis is right. Think about
it. If the league just hated Antonio Brown, he would serve something different than the two other guys that were accused of it at the same time.
Here's the rule in the NFL for altering footballs, a fine, a $25,000 fine for the organization is the Minnesota Vikings. It happened to them. It happened to the New Orleans Saints for pumping music in.
Did they withhold evidence by destroying a phone?
That is the fine of the NFL. So the fine should be a $25,000 fine for the New England Patriots, not Tom Brady getting suspended.
But this is a completely different conversation than what we're having.
We're using, Curtis and I are both on the same page.
Right, I picked up on that.
That it's about the person, and the person in Aaron Rodgers is getting a pass here. And the AB, because the NFL doesn't like him or people don't like him, is now getting railroaded. And the other two guys are basically, you know, casualties of war because they were with Antonio Brown.
Oh, so that's why. It's because they're casualties of war.
Well, because they were with him. Okay. You know what I mean? If I'm with a guy who's got a long rap sheet of robbing banks and he happens to get in a car and I'm with him in that car, you know what? I just become a casualty and now I'm probably going down with him.
No, because you're an accessory to a crime.
He didn't commit a crime. We went through a red light. Guess what? You went through a red light. He robbed 16 banks.
I'm hearing that Tom Brady actually destroyed his cell phone.
Not surprising, coming from a guy who feels like it's okay to use a handicap placard that doesn't belong to him and take handicap parking spots from handicap people.
If that is in the will of your mom's who passed away, and that's what she leaves you, it's transferable. That's all I can say.
He's joking about this, Greg.
It's no different than a fake vax card. You basically did the exact same thing.
Let me see everybody's vax cards. I want to know which one's real and fake.
I don't have one.
I got one.
Do you have one?
I have a real vax card, but I want to see.
How do you know it's real?
I don't.
What is your guess? Do you think Antonio Brown and these two guys are the only two in the NFL who use the fake fax card?
No, and
what do you think the percentage of players?
98%.
Honestly, like, there's got to be more, right?
Yep. I don't know. It is really dumb for Antonio Brown to do that.
Well, nobody else doesn't pay their chef and then has him tip off the league. There's only one idiot.
Well, nobody's going to defend the person. Antonio Brown's a horrible guy.
We're not defending the person.
How much is it going to cost him? The 3-game suspension is going to cost him 10 times what it would have cost to pay the chef.
Honestly, if he wasn't such a cheapskate, his life would have been so much easier.
Right.
I think it was $150K for the 3 games.
Right. And even though he was out the next 2 weeks, it kind of works out for him. But
Wiggy and I are slaves to the truth and the law. That's what we're talking
about.
We
are the voice of the voiceless.
You're such a hypocrite.
We are. That's what
are. You've become the biggest hypocrite I know. I love you, Curtis.
Aaron Rodgers can run down a little old lady in the street, and guess what? He'll be playing the next week.
Hey, Bobby, did you hear me rip Curtis? I defended the vaxxers.
I think Bobes is... I don't know why you're attacking Bobes.
Yeah,
I believe
weird.
Bobes is vaccinated.
I just.
By the way, Bobes is looking at like some ridiculous like 26-minute time or something for tomorrow.
Yeah, I heard that.
Whoa,
that's hardo, complete hardo. No chairs. We don't allow him to sit in any chairs. Where he has to stand up the whole entire time at the post-race party. Hello, Jay.
Hello.
Hey, Jay. What's up?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. I just got a long-time listener since I was a kid. I just got to say, Wiggy, you're the unspoken hero of the show, man. You're like a Spaz 2.0. You're doing awesome.
I appreciate it, man.
And Curtis, man, ever since you got sober, there's people out there proud, man. You stepped up your game. Thanks, awesome buddy. As well.
Hi. I love you, Joe.
All right, here we go. Just think about this. Who actually put lives at risk? Because according to the media and life, the pandemic is real and serious.
Yep.
So who actually put lives at risk? Aaron Rodgers, right?
Well,
now, that's the underlining issue here is that Antonio Brown faked the car, but he got vaccinated. Aaron Rodgers.
Well, didn't they both? Didn't they both put lives at risk?
Well, Brown got vaccinated after.
When?
Right after
him.
Yep.
So Aaron Rodgers knew he actually, and we, according to, you know, science and all that, that this is serious. He knew and he completely disregarded and put lives at risk. That is where the hypocrisy is at. Hmm. He got a slap on the wrist, and I'll drop the mic right there because that's the end. I mean, that's the end of the discussion right there. Okay. Lives were at risk.
All right. Thank you.
It's a great point by Jay.
Jay makes an interesting point.
I think they both equally did, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they weren't wearing masks?
This is in the case of Aaron Rodgers, his teammates knew that he wasn't vaccinated.
Oh.
So they certainly could protect themselves. I think it's unfortunate that Antonio Brown misled his teammates and may have put people at risk in that way.
Have we thought about the potential that maybe AB manifested his vaccination?
All right. We got to get to trending. And then I see, do you want Derek the Steelers fan on this topic or not? I see Derek on hold. I see Mike. I see Lewis. I don't know. Well, we'll continue.
I see. Here's, yes.
He
wished me a happy birthday.
He says it's shocking. It's rare, but he agrees with somebody on the show that he never agrees with. So that's probably you, Ken. I don't know. But we'll get to that and other things coming up. Here is Ken and what is trending.
The exclusive home of Red Sox baseball. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the Corcoran and Haviland Insurance Group for all your home, auto, and business insurance needs. Corcoran and Haviland manages your risks. They protect your assets. Visit chinsurance.com. Bruins 2-0 shutout last night. That's a big one with Marsh out of the lineup. They'll get Tampa tomorrow, who they trail in the standings by 6 points with a couple games in hand. But a nice goal from, nobody expected that one to come, Jake DeBrusque, the game-winning tally. And Swayman, the 42-save shutout. Celtics in action tonight, 9 o'clock. In Utah, then at Portland tomorrow night. Patriots injury report had 8 on it. Couple to be concerned about possibly, including Gunnar Olszewski, Brandon Bolden, and David Andrews. But I guess they have a couple more days here Monday night.
Well, I believe it was just last season that the Patriots were about to play the Bills, and someone on this show said it was the most important game of Bill Belichick's career.
Yes,
it was.
Yes,
and look what it did. Look what it did to him.
And would you suggest that this one may be more important?
No,
wouldn't. Okay.
I would not suggest that.
All right.
And a big day of college football tomorrow. You can listen to the SEC Championship game right here on our flagship 93.7 FM in Boston, Georgia, and Bama. Followed by Big Ten, Michigan, and Iowa. And, of course, we'll be out tomorrow in Portsmouth at Cisco Brewers. Join us at the what annual?
9th annual Jingle All the Way 5K. We had to go 2 years without it. So I can't wait to see everybody tomorrow. It's going to be a blast.
And Curtis says the weather. And by the way, the weather for Buffalo looks to me on my app like the rain will dissipate Monday night, but high winds, gusty winds.
Swirling winds?
Swirling winds.
Swirling winds.
Monday night.
I actually have Buffalo as part of my weather forecast.
Oh, sorry, good.
So we'll start in Buffalo Monday night. Predicted wind chill at game time, 11 degrees.
Ooh.
So Mac 10 degrees, maybe. Portsmouth tomorrow for the race. Going to be chilly at the start, around in the 20s, but 40 when Greg finishes around 3.
I will, just a warning, I guess based on that forecast, I'll probably be peeling off layers during the race.
I will have your fettuccine Alfredo ready for you before the race, and the afternoon high in Boston is 45.
And based on what you said earlier this morning, Curtis, I am taping my nipples down tomorrow.
Oh, God.
We'll be right back.
Curtis's weather brought to you by Faneuil Hall Marketplace. Celebrate the holidays in the heart of historic downtown Boston, Faneuil Hall Marketplace. Visit them to find unique gifts from local merchants. Dine with family and friends. Be sure to check out the new dinosaur exhibit on the second floor of Quincy Market. and enjoy live outdoor entertainment. Faneuil Hall Marketplace.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Dirty hair and titty rings. Say what you seen, man. We got these questions. Is it true that you've sold your soul? I say, hey, man, I don't know. Let me a quarter, won't you? I'll call my accountant. Let's get out this.
Well, the waning moments of this program, we'll be back on Monday with Boomer Esiason at 8, the preview Monday Night Football. Wiggy has said several times this morning, weather not a factor when it comes to Mac Jones. You're not worried about that?
Well, now that it's supposed to be windy, I said wind is the factor.
So you're a little bit worried
about
that.
Yeah, depending on how windy it's going to be. If that looks like it's going to be extremely windy in Buffalo.
Advantage Bills.
Yeah, and advantage Josh Allen because he's been playing it for a lot longer.
Yeah. Not worried about Mac going to a hostile environment.
No, nah, not worried about that.
Maybe the most hostile environment that he has been to. We'll talk to Boomer about all of that Monday at 8. Here is Derek, the Steelers fan. Hello, Derek.
Well, you want to talk about putting lives at risk.
Yes.
You discussing taking clothes off and taping your nipples. Okay? Well, that's reckless, sir.
Curtis is, I don't know if you've noticed it on the program, very obsessed with my nipples, which I mean, I've thought about it. It's an odd thing, but I'm okay with it. And obsessed with my underarms. He mentioned earlier that
Michigan.
It could be weather-wise. It's going to be very chilly. There could be some sort of a chafing issue. I will take proper precautions.
You have to.
Yeah. No, you don't have to worry about pit stains, though.
Well, I might still.
As a multi-time former participant in the Jingle All the Way 5K,
yes.
I wish everybody nothing but the best tomorrow.
It's a great event. It gets me in the Christmas mood like nothing else. So I can't wait for tomorrow.
I'm down to a cane, Hill Dog. If I had shed the cane, yes. I definitely would have run. But maybe next year.
Next year, Derek.
Yeah. So before I get to AB, isn't it funny your boy decides to pull out of the race, huh?
Who?
Isn't it funny?
Who?
Oh, Charlie.
Oh, oh, Charlie Baker.
Who? Look at you. You've already been briefed, huh? Who? This kid, I'll tell you, you're something. I'm going to be very interested to see what big-time job Charlie got himself into, because that's exactly what's going on.
Oh, you
there.
Think he already has next, a job?
Ah, he'll be, you know, the CFO of Moderna or some crap like that. I guarantee it.
We love Moderna, and Governor Baker's actually going to do 20 Red Sox games for us.
What a fall from grace, that empty suit of a politician. You know, one of the more disappointing Massachusetts politician of my time,
really?
And that's saying a lot, with the likes of Finneran and DeMacy running around. Wow. What an absolute sad sack he ended up being. Good riddance.
Well, get ready to say Mayor Walsh. That's what's going to happen.
Please, Hildaga, you don't do that to me. Come on. I'm just starting to get back on my feet. Please. Now, the whole AB thing, I Curtis is 100% right on this one. I'm sorry.
Whoa. Derek, take all the time you need.
Right. You can quibble over, you know, this or that, or what's the difference between what he and Rogers did. The fact is very simple. They both skirted the protocols. They both misled, and they both did the same thing. You can slice it up however you want. It's the same exact thing. It's actually embarrassing. But, you know, furthermore, I think the whole thing's a crock, as you know, Hill Dog. And I love it that once the playoffs get cooking, nobody's going to test positive for anything. Nobody. You and I all know that.
Yeah,
all these sports leagues are just doing the old optics and cover their ass until their real money's put on the table. Then suddenly COVID goes away for a couple of months.
Well, don't forget the Chiefs last year. They got that one barber mm-hmm. who did not spread any COVID to anybody on the team.
That's true.
Spread it to 47 other people, but didn't spread it to anybody mm-hmm. when he was cutting their hair the day before the Super Bowl or whatever it was.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Hill Dog. My best to everybody running tomorrow. And Hill Dog, personal record, right?
Yes.
Another year, another PR.
I'm going to try to do my best. It'll be a personal walking record for me tomorrow. Hello, Nick.
Yeah, speaking.
What's up, Nick?
This is directed toward Wiggy. Mm-hmm. And first, I want to give credit to Greg for pinning Wiggy on this handicapped card that he got from his mother. First of all, Wiggy, I'm going to keep it clean. You're a parasite
mm-hmm.
because those handicap cards are not transferable, and you can't leave them in a will.
I don't know about that. Warren the lawyer said that if it's handed in the will, it's transferable.
Let me finish.
Nick, you can't. You got to know the law, Nick. You got to
know the law. Listen,
I'm getting it from Warren the lawyer.
I have cancer, and it's parasites like you that park in a spot that take it away from people that really need it.
Mm-mm.
You're a big mouth.
I got it from Lauren the lawyer, Nick.
Listen,
it's transferable
lawyer,
when it's in a will.
Must be full of baloney.
No, it's when it's in a will.
Listen, Wiggy, I know you play hockey. I know the guys you play with.
Yeah.
Okay? You're not the – listen, you're a good guy, but you're a loudmouth.
Okay.
Everything you say is supposed to be right. But I've been listening to the station.
Well, if you know my friends, Nick, we should be better terms here. You should understand the law.
You are an idiot for taking a handicap. Your mother, your poor mother.
Yes. Yeah. That's what she left me. I would have liked a three-family house in East Boston because those things are selling unbelievably.
You're an athlete that was in the Super Bowl, and your mother left you a handicapped card. Are you kidding me?
Well, that's what she could leave.
He's kidding, Nick. He's kidding.
Well, Nick, that's what she could leave. I don't know why Nick's so
Nick,
upset.
Are you likening that to what AB did? Is that where you're going with this?
It's you know what? It's worse than what AB did because he's taken away from handicapped people that really need it. Greg.
Can I change the narrative for a second?
Please. Yeah.
We haven't discussed Marcus Freeman, officially Notre Dame head football coach.
Oh.
And Notre Dame football, I think, taking a shot at Kelly on Twitter. They posted a video of the team finding out about it.
You think he gets good pocket?
But yeah, I'm sure that there is a spot for him. But I'm sure it's not a handicapped spot. When they announce he runs out, the team goes crazy, whatever, Notre Dame football's caption, a player's coach.
Mm.
Ooh.
I think that's a direct shot.
Shots fired.
Yeah.
Boop, boop.
Yep. So Marcus Freeman.
All right. We got to take – Ken's losing his mind because we're up against the clock, so we'll take a quick break. Did you tell me that I would be shocked by the most favorite Christmas film in Massachusetts?
According to IMDb, okay. You would be shocked.
All right, we'll get to that before we go, coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I wish we didn't have to get out of here. Several things going on. Number one, I believe that.
Oh my gosh.
I believe that we are able to finally, before the show ends,
I can't unsee that.
Share a little Instagram content gold on the new Instagram page of the show, which is the Greg Hill Show WEEI. Is that how you follow us on Instagram, Curtis? The Greg Hill Show WEEI.
You got it.
Okay. We found the unfortunate Lyndon Byers moose knuckle photo from a previous jingle.
Where is it? I know. I want to see it.
It's going to be put on. I don't know if you want to see it. It's going to be put on Instagram.
Is this a story or a post? Which do you think?
Google it.
Depending how wild it is, I say post.
I would post it.
Okay.
Because then you get the comments.
I'm wrong. I'll do it again. All right.
You can do both.
No, I got it.
Do both. You can put it on a story. You can do that.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, that was just if you're wearing a particular costume tomorrow, try to wear the underwear. I mean, it can be depending on what age you are and where things have ended up. It can be unfortunate when photos are taken. So in honor of my guy, LB, we'll share that for you, get you in the mood for the big Jingle All the Way 5K tomorrow.
LB, what are you doing?
This is Alex. Hello, Alex.
Hey, Greg, how you doing? Great show.
Thank you.
I'm so excited for Jingle All the Way 5K.
Thank you.
Four quick places after the race, 3S Art Space, Press Room, Thirsty Moose, and Book and Bar.
Okay.
And on a kind of somber note, what was, again, if you could just kind of with respect to the officer who lost his life?
Yes.
Because I know this is what the foundation's going towards. And it's just a great cause, and that's all I got.
Yeah, Staff Sergeant Jesse Sherrill of the New Hampshire State Police was killed in the line of duty earlier this year. And so the money from this Jingle All the Way 5K is going to that family. So,
and Greg, what number will you be wearing on your bib?
00, unfortunately, because I got a bunch of jokers, a bunch of jokers who work with me in the foundation who decided to make me number 00. So, but yes.
Last question. Will there be a confessional booth for WEEI listeners at the event? Is that confirmed?
Wiggy suggested it. Are you going to do that, Curtis and Ken? You're going to,
yeah. Ken, it was actually my suggestion.
Okay. Oh, that's a pretty good idea. That's a good idea. Okay. Right,
whoever comes up with a Curtis.
I just want to make sure my boss is listening.
It's all a collaborative effort here.
You got it, Wiggs. I love you.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe I was told over 90 New Hampshire State Troopers running the Jingle All the Way 5K.
That's really cool.
Awesome. Right.
In honor of their guy. So
is the 00 in respect to the chances of finishing?
Yes, I think it is. I'm going to finish it. It just may be sundown.
Do you have an over-under? Like, is there a goal in mind?
I would
for
like
you?
To be under 40 minutes. You know, I was close to breaking 30. I think it's well documented when Julia Hill and I ran every single day. Several summers ago, I nearly finished a 5K in under 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. I believe it was 31 minutes in Ocean Park, Maine. Unfortunately, I've let myself go a bit. If I am to finish at under 40 and with no significant heart damage, I will feel great about tomorrow.
Okay. Bigger accomplishment, Roger Bannister sub 4 minute mile or you sub 40 minute 5K?
We'll decide that come Monday. So we're back on Monday. We'll see you tomorrow. Looking forward to hang out not only at the Jingle All the Way 5K, but in Portsmouth afterwards with all the New Hampshire listeners. And Gresham Keefe is next Monday morning. Boomer Esiason on the show at 8. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.